at you like a fat lip in a mosh pit. Woo! Yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go! Love this part. My favorite part. Right up high. We do it. You are in for a rock show, baby. Strap it in, strap it on. I'm your host, Mark Hafer. This is the Get Up Power Hour, 1520 WCHE, the greatest hour of radio that you will ever get in your entire lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. When we're talking about mindset, attitude, inspiration, motivation, positivity, we're lighting up the darkness right here on the Get Up Power Hour every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. And this is the greatest day of your life, man. It's Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. I mean, like, you got to be kidding me, man, right? You got to be kidding me. You need a kick in the rear? All right, how about this? You are alive, baby. You are alive. You're hearing my voice. We're connecting right now. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for an invite? Because, fine, we got to wake it up. Here's your invite. You're cordially invited to play all out now. Don't let all these outside circumstances and fear tactics and all the garbage that's floating on the news clutter your head up and shake you off your game. We're bigger, we're badder, we're stronger, we can adapt, and that's exactly what we're doing, and that's what we're going to be talking about for the next hour. And I'm going to be imploring everyone here in the Get Up Army that can hear my voice. I want you guys calling in. I want you calling in to the live show. And I want to hear from you. I want to turn this hour over to you guys. And I want to talk about what are you doing? Hold on. You hear this? You hear this? This is what happens when you're on day 18 of this, ladies and gentlemen. I am literally in my house doing a live radio broadcast, which I got to tell you, I'm not hating it. I'm not. I don't have to pay tolls and fight for parking like I'm in a trench in Vietnam. I don't It's not insanity trying to get in and out of Westchester, Pennsylvania to get into the studio. I literally walked from the bathroom into the home office here, live in the Get Up studio. So that's what's going on. But while this is happening, dogs are barking. The show's going sideways in the first 2 minutes. The wheels are coming off here of the Get Up Power Hour. Listen, here's the number to the station. It's 610-701-9243. That's 610-701-9243. Light up that board like a Christmas tree. I want to hear from you. I want to know, what are you doing to stay sane? What are you doing to stay motivated? Are you working out at home? Are you trying new things? Are you dropping new recipes? Are you having game night with the family? What is it that you have going on in your realm? I want, whether you're looking to call to just inspire other people or just share some ideas or to get some ideas or ask for help or whatever it is, I want you guys calling in. So let's face it, you got nowhere else to go. 610-701-9243. I'm your host, Mark Hafer. It's Mark with a C. Listen, if you're out there on social media, I want you guys to hit me up on all of your platforms. I'm out there on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok. And check it out. Look, go to my website, markhafer.com. I got two number one books for you. If you're bored, you shouldn't be bored, man. And I got two books for you. I got Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. Both of those books went number one in Amazon self-help category. And I'm humbled, grateful, and stunned every time I say that. But apparently, the people who have read them love them. So I would implore you to check it out, too. And if you like audiobooks, go out to audible.com. You know, I was in the studio for, like, ever. That's what seemed like forever. And banged out the actual copy, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, as narrated by the author. That was tricky. We'll get to that later. If you like podcasts, yo, every single day, I'm on SoundCloud. Get Up Podcast on SoundCloud. We just hit our 280th podcast. A new one drops every single day at 5 a.m. So if you follow it out there, you just go to SoundCloud.com or it's an app, right? Yo, you can binge listen. And it goes all the way back to when we first started dropping them in, what was it, February 2019. So, yeah, we just hit 280 of them. And if we're connected on social media, and even if we're not, I make it public because I think it's an important time where we need to connect. We need to come together and all that. I do a double live every single night, every night. So it's cool. It's like this, but it's interactive where you can be a part of it and you can come with a certain poll for a poll of the day. And that's on Facebook and that's on Instagram. And that's constant. That's every single night. That's Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Saturday, next 4th of July, whatever. As long as this is going on, you can count on me 7 p.m. every single night, Facebook Live and Instagram Live. And I want to give a shout-out. Looks like we got callers already. Before we go to the phone lines, I want to give a shout-out to, man, the lady who is holding it down. She's carrying the weight of 1520 WCHE on her shoulders. It's Bree, the perennial millennial. That's what I'm talking about. She is running the station there, being essential personnel who can basically keep this programming going. She's the one that's going to be answering the phone when you're calling in. She's the one that makes me and everybody else on this station sound great. So I just want to say thank you to Bree, because she's out there working hard, making it happen. And now I want to turn the show over. Let's get into the Get Up Army, see what you guys have to say. All right, yo, you are on the Get Up Power Hour. This is Mark. Who this?
Yo, Mark, what's up? This is Courtney K all the way.
Who this? Courtney K all the way. What's up, girl?
Not much, not much. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. I know it's weird. I'm doing a radio show from an iPhone.
Yeah.
Well,
and
guys,
did you say that?
Really quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait, Courtney, I got to brag on you really fast. So Courtney, I've known Courtney for a while, and she came to one of the speaking events that I did, one of these public events, and she made for me, she's very artistic. It's a wine glass, but the wine glass, I mean, this thing should be for sale, but you could tell it's like specifically done. It's the Get Up wine glass, and it's so artistic. It's the color of the book cover. It has different quotes from the book all within it, and it is sitting. I'm looking at it right now. It's sitting on my mantle between my two number one books, and you can actually see it if you pay attention about what I just said when I do those lives on Insta and on Facebook. Your wine glass is sitting right between anchoring the two books. It's like the cream from the Oreo cookie right there.
Yeah. And I actually just pulled out when I was working on Purge in my closet. It's a walk-in closet, so I keep all of my arts and crafts stuff there too. And I pulled out the wine glass that I started but did not finish yet for your second number one book. So I'll be working on that as well. Yeah.
Well, you're a rock star. I would love to see that. And you know what? Maybe there'll be a third number one book. It may be so, but we're gonna keep you busy. You're gonna be like an art teacher. It's gonna be great.
Well, there's definitely gonna be a third number one book. I'm sure of it this year.
I love it. Thank you. I love it. Well, let me ask you. So you got a positive mindset. You try to fill yourself up. I'm doing it. I'm throwing it out here. You've been investing in yourself in the past, I don't know how long, and I know one of our guests that we had on the Get Up Power Hour within the past month, Matt Rarig from the Exton Fit Body Bootcamp. Mm-hmm. I know you've been working out with him. I know he's been doing virtuals. You've lost over how many, like, I want to say like 90 pounds?
It is about 90 pounds now because, you know, probably more than that. Yeah.
What's been motivating you to do that, to stay on that track?
So boot camp I started officially a year ago back in February, and I just got addicted to it. I became obsessed, and I started going, you know, between 3 to 6 days a week, and the coaches and the Fit Fam, that's the members and just the whole thing there, it just makes you want to go work out. And I actually drive down from Delco up to Exton, and it's about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, one way. And I don't even mind it because, you know, on my way there, I have plenty of things to listen to, whether it's an Audible book or, you know, SoundCloud. All of your daily podcasts on there. And I just really, I get amped up on my way there. I actually have to watch my speed because I get so amped up.
I love it. Let me ask you this. So you're home now, like everybody else, or not everybody else, because everybody's home. A lot of the heroes are out in the supermarkets and in the hospitals. But you are home, like many, I should say. Mm-hmm. What do you got planned for the next month? What's April going to look like for you? Because some people can shut down, lose track of the days and all that, and other people are like in it to win it. What's April going to look like for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do still somewhat lose track of the day. I have to remind myself what day of the week it is. But even with that right now, it doesn't matter, you know, unless I'm trying to keep track of when Thursday is so that I can, you know, call into your show. But otherwise, you know, I'm just trying to keep myself busy right now. I am sitting in front of my fireplace with my cat, Mr. Wiggle Dee Butt. And we're taking a break from a project that my boyfriend and I were working on. We got the idea from one of my friends. She has two large dogs that have a lot of energy, and she wanted a doggy seesaw. So for the first time ever, we took on that type of a project, and that's coming together. And then, like I said, I purged my closet, been cooking a lot, getting organized, video chatting with friends. Yeah, you just and
so you're taking advantage of this time frame. You're taking advantage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Love to hear.
I started listening to a new book that's popular, Where the Crawdads Sing. I hear great things about that, and I'm loving that so far. But, yeah, I'm just trying to stay positive. You know, I'm so grateful for everyone that's out there risking, you know, everything to keep our world, you know, as normal as it can be. So I'm so grateful that I am able to stay home, even though I'm not getting a paycheck right now. You know, it could be so much worse, and I'm thankful for my health. So I'm trying to be, you know, like you said, be the light, because you never know who is in a worse situation than you and really needs you to help them with their mindset. It's so important.
You know what, Courtney? I might have to draw something for your first number one book. How about that? I like what you're
I mean, Mark, when I saw that you were going to be having us call in, you know, because the last time Matt, you know, had a lot to say, so we didn't get to call in, but I knew we were going to get to call in today, and I got to tell you, I have like 5 pages worth of notes, so if you want to go take a break, I can take over from here.
I love it. Well, actually, and unfortunately, we have to take our first break, so I do have to jump off and let you go on this one, but I really appreciate you calling in and just sharing some of that, and it's important for other people to hear. You're not alone. You're out there, and all you got to do is take a first step, so... You know, Courtney, you're a rock star.
And, you know, real quick, if I can, I have a question that I wanted to throw out there to your listeners. Maybe they can think about it, and it might be something you were going to ask them, but I wanted to know, maybe they can comment on your Facebook page or something, when we eventually do get to go back to our normal life, how are they going to be making their daily life better? What are they going to learn from this experience to enhance their daily life after this is back to normal?
Well, I think it's great. I think perspective is powerful, and I think we're going to have a lot of time to, you know, just kind of grow and or not, right? That's the choice. That's the choice people have to make. So I love it.
Yes.
Well, Courtney, listen,
Thank you. Stay safe.
You stay healthy. Virtual social distancing hugs to you and your family. And we will take a quick break here on 1520 WCHE. I'm Mark Hayford, and you're listening to the Get Up Power Hour. Yeah, we're back, baby. Just like VIP tickets when you're used to sitting in general admission. Woo! Get up, power out. Love it. I love it. Ah, what a beautiful day we got going on here, fam. Get Up Army. Hope you guys are safe. Hope you guys are well. And I hope you guys are enjoying some downtime, Everybody's, I mean, look, there's so much of this, right? I'm into accentuating the positive. And what I see from this is so many people always complaining that everything's so fast-paced, everything's so busy, everything's so, you know, I just need a break. Oh, I can't wait for the weekend. Oh, it's only Wednesday. Oh, don't you notice, like, our nature as human beings are to complain? That's something that we got to stay on top of. We definitely need to, like, keep ourselves in check, because what you just have an opportunity to have right now is possibly the greatest staycation you could ask for if you're in the majority of people who have to practice being at home for now. And listen, I get it. Look, I have a DJ company. I'm an author. There's book signings. There's speaking events. I mean, I've had so many things cancel. I get it. You can focus on that, or you could focus on getting better and focus on taking some time. And I want to take the time really quick right now just to remind you, I want you guys calling in, just like Courtney K all the way just did. I want to keep it rolling here. So here's the deal. The number for you to dial right now on that hot little Android or iPhone you're holding is 610-701-9243. Again, that's 610-701-9243. We'll try to get you on the air here. I want to hear about what your April's looking like. What have you been doing? What are you planning on doing and all that? You know, listen. It's so true, man. When you dwell on the inferior, you become inferior, right? When you have a scarcity mindset, how are you supposed to grow? Like, if you're thinking about losing, how can you win? You know, instead of asking yourself, why me? Why me? I mean, you should start saying to yourself, why not me? Better yet, you should start telling yourself, it is me. Like, we need to stop listening to so much of the negativity that spreads that we may not even realize. Forget like right now. Forget like, let's rewind 60 days here, at least for Americans and Canadians, right? You have your day-to-day normal life that's going on, okay? Every day we are being fed so much negativity that we may not even realize we are being fed, and it drags us all down. If you don't guard your mind and guard yourself and be hypersensitive to the words that are coming out of your mouth and what you're allowing yourself to actually digest, your subconscious mind takes that stuff and it just eats it up. The music, the television, the internet, the news, they all want you to need something. They make money when we become dependent. And you know what they're selling right now? Fear. They're selling fear. And we're unknowingly allowing ourselves to be programmed. I jokingly said to my wife about a week ago, I said, well, let's turn on CNN and get our 15 minutes of negative. And the lady was giving, whoever the CNN anchor woman was giving the most horrific news with this little evil gleam and smirk on her face. Like, and this many are reported dead today. And now we're going to, like, you know, she's more worried about how she's going to look in her filtered selfie when she's done with it, like that. So if you're focusing constantly on that, what do you think the outcome is going to be? What do you think the product's going to be? I mean, when you think about this, right, you really got to stay guarded, especially right now, especially because it's like this, guys. If you plant carrots, you're not getting celery. You see what I mean? If you put an apple tree in your backyard, don't expect to see bananas. Like, that's not how it is. So if you're putting all into your mind fear, scarcity, junk, what do you think's going to fester? What do you think's going to grow? What the fruits of that labor is going to be exactly what you focused your attention on. You know, I do school assemblies. I walk in and out of these hallways for the past years, and we're starting to see the light. We're starting to get it right. But you even go back like 5 years ago, plastered everywhere, and it's bullies, and it's anti-drugs and anti-bullying, and no vaping and juuling, and no smoking, and suicide awareness, and all these other negative things. You know what these kids are seeing? Bully, suicide, vaping, drugs, smoking. Now, I'm not saying you can't explain and put a light on why this stuff is so lethal and powerful and negatively powerful. I think it's important. But you can't inundate, especially young minds, with stuff like this. And this is what we're allowing to happen to ourselves as adults. As adults, we're doing it. And we need to stop because, listen, you can create your own prison, and you can also create your own key to free yourself from that prison. We are much stronger than we realize. And we forget that. And sometimes we don't know that. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that. And sometimes we just need to be straight up told that. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, you're much stronger than you realize. And I want you to stand up, and I want you to take another step, and I want you to fail forward, and I want you to think outside of the box, and I want you to learn how to shift shape, and I want you to learn how to adapt and overcome, and I want you to learn how to take this time and get bigger and stronger and better. You should not be leaving the month of April. You should not be bored. If you're bored, you're doing it wrong. Now, I get it. I get it. Like, I'm seeing all these memes and fun things. Like, it makes sense. Like, hey, you know, I didn't know what to, I couldn't sleep last night because I didn't know what I was going to wear to my living room tomorrow. Like, stuff like that. Like, I get it. So, you know, that's a thing. But you got to be bigger than your circumstances. All right, now look. Now, I'm remote. I'm trying to do the best I can here, but I do believe we have another caller from the Get Up Army, so we're going to bounce back over to the phone line. Yo, it's Power Hour. You're talking to Mark. Who this?
Hey, Mark. It's Angelisa.
Angelisa. What's up?
How are you?
I'm rocking here. I'm talking to myself on an iPhone, apparently broadcasting to the globe. So how are you doing?
I'm good. Hanging in there.
So you're home with how many people in your house right now?
There's actually a total of 7 of us.
Seven
yep,
people.
And a dog. Yep.
And a dog. And so that's a lot of toilet paper, Angelisa. How are you guys holding up?
Everyone's holding up really well, I think. I'm actually quite one of the 7 does have a job where he is permitted to leave the house. But I forgot what you call that, but it's
essential personnel.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, that's it. The other 6 of us. So he's my nephew. Ironically, he got a job transfer 6 months ago, and he's been living with us. So he's here. And then I have 4 kids and my husband, and my husband and I both work out of the house. And then, of course, I have 4 kids, a college senior, which is really sad because he's not going to, you know, technically graduate, ceremonial graduation. So I have 4 kids doing cyber schooling right now, 2 college kids, one high school and 1 grade school. So they're all very independent, doing their own thing. I honestly, the way I look at it, I don't show up with them at school. I'm not showing up with them at cyber school. They're on their own. So that's how I'm keeping sane. I really feel sad for the younger moms and dads who have to kind of guide their younger children through it. Obviously, they do need help. And we prayed for them at dinner the other night. I said, let's pray for the parents of the young kids that really need, you know, constant help through this. I think you asked a question, like couple of the things I'm doing, and it's really random. A friend of mine, you know, saw a neighbor from afar the other day and she goes, "Do you shower every day?" Cause I guess she saw that I was showered. And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "You do?" And I go, "Yeah." So for me, like, it's kind of, I need to be and feel human. Part of looking and feeling human is not looking like I've been, homeless for a few days. So it's important for me to get that shower. Maybe I'm not getting it at 6 o'clock like I normally did, but I'm getting that shower, putting a little bit of makeup on again, just to kind of look. And I also think it's important for my kids to see that I'm not like letting myself go, because they're going to be like, "Wow, like what's going on?" Kind of have to
Angelisa,
keep things.
Angelisa, what you're preaching here, it's all mindset, and I love it. Like, I legit showered right before this to, like, get into the head space that I need to be to broadcast, and it's impressive. I mean, that self-starting quality is a quality that leaders have, and I think it's something that, and in a sense, just by your actions alone, what you're saying is you're showcasing leadership in your household by doing simple things as daily things that we would do if we were in a state of normalcy. I think that's great.
Yeah. So if I start acting, doing weird things, you know, whatever anxiety level my kids might be at, I'm just going to accentuate that anxiety level, because they're like, "Yeah, things are bad. Look at mom. Look at dad. You know, they're not acting the same. It must be worse than it is." Or they're telling us it's okay, but obviously it's not okay because, you know, mom's been wearing sweats for 3 weeks or whatever, which, hey, listen, this is the thing. I'm not normally a sweatpants wearing person. So if you are, all the power to you. That's who you are. And then that means you're keeping it normal for your family. I typically will only wear, workout pants if I'm working out. I don't go and workout pants shopping. I don't leave my house in workout pants. That's me. That's who I am. But but there are people with workout gear. It's what they do. It's what they wear. So that's great. I think, again, you're keeping it the same and you're keeping it consistent for your family. So they're not going to have maybe anxieties that you're acting out of the norm. So,
yeah, I mean, seriously, keep it normal. If you're going to rock that Tiger King leopard print spandex, you do you, boo, right? Like,
exactly. Right. Exactly. So you know, for me, it's doing my hair. It's putting a, you know, again, a little bit of makeup, nothing crazy. But it was funny that when my neighbor looked at me and said, like, she was shocked that I showered. She's like, you shower?
Shocked that you showered.
And,
wow.
And I was like, yeah. Like, wow. Like, are people not showering? Are people not getting dressed? And
I mean,
I guess for me, I never thought of it. I never thought not to. You know,
Yeah, no, I think to a degree people are, you know, off their schedules. We're creatures of habit. We don't like change. And now all of a sudden we're in an environment where we have to succumb to being, acting, doing things a little different. People don't know what to do. Well, you know what you do, people? You do what Angelisa does. You take a freaking shower. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You're better.
Little things. Like, you know, we do, it sounds weird, but a lot of times when the day was rushed, like, yes, the bed would go unmade. My head sounds weird, but it does make me feel better when I do walk into my room and, you know, I'm going into bed to a made bed, you know, and I feel like my life's it's all chaotic and disheveled right now for all of us. I don't know anyone that it's not, but when you go into a room that's kind of like put together, it just does make you feel less chaotic inside. And so that, you know, and again, I'm not going to say I was a huge bed maker before, but this is one thing I'm like, I need to like lower the chaos a little bit. And that's one way.
And that's another great point. I mean, you're going to be home for a while. We're all going to be home for a while. So you might as well enjoy the space that you need to be in. The guest that I had on last week, Charisse Marie, talked about how, you know, the decluttering de-stresses, how it just kind of gets your mindset right, how it can really help you on all levels, on a spiritual level, on a mental level, on a physical level. So that's another great point you're bringing up. Like, clear the clutter, guys. Make it nice for you. Make it enjoyable for you and your family and the people you have to be with. You got to be there anyway. You might as well enjoy where you have to be.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Well,
so.
Lisa, listen, I really appreciate you calling in. The show goes so fast. I need a daily seminar, not an hour, but we got to bounce out really quick to take another break again.
Okay. Well, stay well.
Stay well, stay safe, and I hope that you and all the, how many, 38 people? How many do you have? Seven? You got seven people in your house.
Yeah.
I hope you guys keep showering, and I hope you guys stay safe. And, good thoughts for you
guys. You too.
Thanks
for all you do.
For calling in.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks. So, yo, get up, Army. We will be back really quick right after this break. Do not go anywhere. You got nowhere else to be. Right here on 1520 WCHE. All right, get a farm. Greatest day of your life. Love it. Oh, so good. Hey, listen. The real competition. Oh, hold up. Yeah. I got to tell you, this is nuts, man. It's so. First of all, I love that jam, and I'll talk about that in a second because that's going to be kind of poignant to the rest of the show. But I can't hear anything, man. It's crazy. This is what I talk about. We adjust. We make things happen. Like normally, you're in a booth and you're sitting there. Like so, if this was normal, because it's not the new normal. So don't ever say those words because this is a blip on the radar. But when we are back to normal, I'll be sitting in the studio probably with Bree or with Kev who works the board, and I could see them and say, hey, 2 minutes, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and the whole thing. And I have on a headset, and I can actually hear myself and the callers and what's going on, and there's lots of communication. That's not how this is happening. We're holding this together with duct tape and freaking glue and whatever else, a little bit of glitter, make that thing beautiful, right? Right. So I can't hear anything. I hope you can hear me. You guys are awesome, and this is the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520. WCHE, it's your boy, Mark Hafer. Now, look, you heard the last caller, Angelisa. This is what I'm talking about, normalcy. And for years, I have interviewed successful people who have success stories, who have pulled themselves up by the bootstraps. And I want to tell you, what the common denominator of success is from all these people. Doesn't matter what their stories were, where they came from, what they overcame. There's a common denominator. Ready? Here we go. The common denominator of success, very simple. It's forming the habit of doing the things that failures don't like to do. Common denominator of success is just simply forming the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. So it's basically this. Either you're into the pleasing results or the pleasing activities. That's the difference between success and failure. If you're down with the pleasing activities, well, you're not going to see great results. But if you're down with the pleasing results, you're going to do what it takes. You heard our first caller, Courtney Kay, all the way. She lost a human being's worth of weight in the past year and a half, whatever it is, year, like 90 pounds. I mean, I'm sure it would be easy to just sit around and you know, not sweat, not drive to the gym, not go hard, not get yourself out of bed and do whatever. But she did it because she's focused on the pleasing results. The activity sucks, but it doesn't matter. How about Angelisa? Angelisa could sit around and not shower for days. Who's going to know? But what's she doing? She wants the pleasing results. She wants to feel better. She wants her kids to see she looks good. She wants her neighbor to go, wait, you shower? Girl, what? Yes, I shower. That's what I'm talking about. So first of all, we got to get our attitudes right. We got to implement a little bit of this discipline. I'm all about motivation. I'm also all about discipline. And the discipline is doing the stuff that you don't want to do that's going to get you the results that you do want to have, right? So we really got to just remind ourselves that we got, and again, I can't stress enough. There's so much negativity that goes on. And so much of us are playing small so many times, which just drives me insane. I'll tell you the story. This is before this, you know, where we had the little global timeout that we're all enduring right now. And I was in a Wawa. Don't even ask me what's a Wawa. Come on. I can't even believe you just asked me that. I'm watching you, for you people who don't live in Pennsylvania and Jersey. Jersey! Wawa. Think like, think Quick Check. Think 7-Eleven. Think convenience store with gas pumps and breakfast bowls and foot-long sandwiches and smoothies. Smoothies. You want a smoothie now, don't you? Yeah, you do. But anyway, Wawa was bumping, right? They're playing Motown and fun 80s and whatever. Place is packed. Everybody's trying to get somewhere. And I'm just standing in line, okay? I don't know. Maybe I had a smoothie, maybe a shorty. I don't know what I had. Doesn't matter. When I say shorty, I'm not talking about, like, the latest hip-hop song, like, hey, shorty, all auto-tune. That's not what I'm talking about. Shorty's like a 4-inch sandwich, okay? Okay. It doesn't matter. Got a picture. So there's this guy in front of me, and there's this guy behind me. So, like, you know, so, okay, so the guy in front of me in line apparently knows the guy who's behind me, and he starts speaking to the guy behind me, over me. You get the picture? So, like, I'm the cream, and they were the cookies in this Oreo conversation thing, okay? And I was the person who I'm sure was annoying them by doing nothing wrong other than just existing because they decided to talk to one another. So it's a little obnoxious. It's fairly uncomfortable. And they had it. They both had it. They had bad, negative wiring. And it drives me insane, insane. That's why I say you got to watch your words and how you act. The one guy goes, hey, Joe, how's your wife? First guy shouting over me as if, like, I was invisible or not even standing there. Guy's like, she's all right. You know, apparently Joe shouts back and he's like, how you doing? No, really. He asked me, he's like, how you doing? Guy's like, I'm all right. It could be better. I'm still breathing. And I'm like, yuck. Like, I'm cringing. And he could be better. He's all right. He's still breathing. Is that right? Hey, first guy yells, we're still surviving. That's all you can ask for. That's all we can do. Their guy's like, yeah, you can't win them all. Ah! wait, what? Like, bro, I can't take it. Like, let me get my freaking $4 sandwich and peace out of here. Because I don't even know what they were saying except negative, 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 la, 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 negative. Like, that whole situation was even worse than me having to explain to you what a Wawa is, okay? Like, I can't even understand it. And so, you know, look, let me interject here. As I'm speaking to you, the listener of the Get Up Army, who clearly, if you're here, either you are somebody that is at least half full or trending in that direction. So in a sense, I'm preaching to the choir, but we all need to pick each other up, right? Right. So that's the problem. Like, that's not all you can ask for. And that's not all we can do. Like, we're not just put here to survive. We're put here to thrive. Like, do you understand what can happen when you unleash your mind? Do you realize the possibilities of what can happen when you take this self-created limitation off of yourself? We play small, and we don't expect to win. We don't dream big. We don't have big goals, and it drives me insane. David Lee Roth, former lead singer, maybe current lead singer, who knows what's going on with Van Halen, but one of the greatest rock party groups of all time from the 70s and 80s, David Lee Roth is probably crazy. I love it. I love his stuff. He had a great quote. He has a million of them, but one of them was, money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a yacht big enough to pull up alongside of it. Right? So a few years ago, there was a success, maybe almost a decade ago now. It's trending. I don't know. But a few years ago, there was an experiment. It was run in this very popular tri-state publication, all right? And this was specifically, and I want you to pay attention to this, in the classified section. And there were two identical ads running. They were posted with the exact same job description, same location, same field, same requirements, same everything. Like, same everything. The only difference, you ready? One employment opportunity had the salary listed, I don't know, with six figures. It was like $120,000 a year, let's say. The other listing, the exact same listing, was 50% less of income. It was like around $60,000 a year. An overwhelming 80% plus of applicants. I'll say that again. 80% plus of applicants applied for the $60,000 job. Now, not trying to be redundant, but again, had the same exact description and requirements as the same position that had double the rate. I'm sorry. Does this bother anybody else? Just me? Okay. So most people played low, stayed in their lane, didn't go for it. Yuck. It's too good to be true. Like, was there a catch? I mean, maybe. Must have been, right? Maybe all those people conveniently missed the better opportunity, or maybe not. Maybe this says a ton about how we decide to play not to lose instead of making the unwavering, hear me, unwavering decision of playing to win. I'm sick of it. It needs to stop. We need to start playing all out, because you're not promised tomorrow and we're not getting more time. Now I'm up against my final break. And when we come back from this, I got a special present for you, special little treat. Because every day is Christmas morning here on the Get Up Power Hour. You guys are rock stars. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Don't you move. 1520 WCHE. Be right back. Yeah, we're back, baby. 1520 WCHE. Looking for the best. Me too. Yeah. My favorite part. Baby, play it. We're here to light up the darkness. Get Up Power Hour, 1520 WCHE. If you're having half as much fun that I'm having doing this as you are listening, and I'm having twice as much fun. I don't even know what I just said. But, yo, it's the greatest day of your life, baby. Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. Peace out, March. I'm excited for April. Believe it or not, I'm actually excited for this April. There's so many projects and things that need to get done. I'm sure there's so many projects and things that my wife would like me to get done. I keep going by that I'm not handy. It's worked for like 20 years, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, all right. Hey, you know the theme music to the Get Up Power Hour that I have, where it just like rocks and it's like makes you just want to kick a hole in the speaker and throw the drum set like you're a grunge band from the early 90s and dive off a stage, right? So that song. So that actually, my son, Kane, when he was about, 14 or so, Kane Hayford, he's a senior over at Downingtown West High School. I'm like, yo, because he plays all different instruments. It started with drums, and then you would think it would go to bass, right? Because that's the traditional rhythm section. But no, he went over to guitar, and he learned how to do rhythm, and then he started noodling around doing leads and stuff, and then he wound up doing bass, and then he wound up going to piano and keys and stuff. So basically, he did everything backwards, but-ish. But I went to him because, look, I DJ, so I could play other people's music pretty good, but as far as, writing and creating and recording my own stuff, not so much. So I said to him, look, well, 4 years ago, started my own YouTube channel, and I had a show, Monday Mornings with Mark Hayford. They're still out there. See with my big fat beard, right? And I was like, look, I need something. I need theme music. So he creates this theme music and brings it back to me. I'm like, I want more edgy. I want, like, if you could feel it, like it's punching something in the face. Like, that's what I need. He goes, all right, I'll be right back. So he goes, and in 45 minutes, he comes back. He laid down drum tracks, laid down a bass, did rhythm, and then did guitar on top of it. He goes, what do you think? And it was that song that you always hear, the top of the show, the end of the show, coming in and out of break. And I'm like, yo, that's it. And that's the song. And he named that song Vision. And I actually have, sitting next to me, because he's got nowhere else to go, ladies and gentlemen, the man of very few words, Kane Hayford. Kane, what's up? He's sitting next to me here, not with a radio. We're passing an iPhone back and forth like a can of pork and beans around a campfire. And he has his guitar here. Against his will, I made him bring his guitar in. And I thought it would be fun. Now, look, before I turn it over to him, I want to remind you, every night, 7 p.m., you could join me for a double live stream on Facebook and Instagram. And I make them public, so you can friend me or just follow or whatever. And it's interactive. We have different polls every night and all this. And on Saturday night, we have a party. Every Saturday night, there's a party, and there's going to be music. We're having a virtual party. I don't even care. It's going down. Can't stop me from partying. Come at me, bro. Anyway, so I thought it would be fun to bring Kane in here as he set up his guitar and his amp just to do a couple quick little riffs and do some fun stuff and get your booty shaking, the earthquake, and the bottles popping, make your party rocking, right? So, I don't know. All right, Kane. Yeah, how you feeling here? You warmed up?
Yeah.
All right. Can you do a little, do a couple of riffs for the Get Up Army here live on 1520 WCHE?
Yep.
He is a man of many words, ladies and gentlemen, but he's going to make that guitar talk for you. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Tell you what. Let's do a little, give me some Led Zeppelin. Little black dog for you on this Thursday. I love it. All right, Zeppelin. Now wait, who are some of your favorite bands? Or influences, whoever.
I guess with Zeppelin, because they all individually just, just set the pace, I guess, for a lot of people.
Yeah. But you know, they were considered heavy metal when they first came out, because there's nothing like them.
Right, yeah. But, I guess Stone Temple Pilots is a big one that I stuck with.
Stone Temple Pilots, a little STP?
Yeah.
All right, can you drop a little STP?
love that. That when that song is out, I had hair such a long time ago. I can't believe you didn't say the Beatles.
I mean, yeah, the Beatles, they go for everyone, I guess, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it all goes back to the Beatles, like, in some way. Like, you could tell people that definitely ripped them off, and you could tell people that, or groups or artists that have been influenced by somebody who's been influenced by them.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they're just a rock for every group, literally.
Well, what's some of your favorite Beatles songs if you had to, is an 18-year-old, which is interesting, because this is 60 years ago.
I like She Said a lot. I like the whole Revolver album a lot, because I feel like that's, like, pretty grungy, honestly, for a 60s band. But, I like a lot of Magical Mystery Tour, too. But, yeah, I guess those two albums.
All right, drop some Beatles. What do you got? Yo, what about, I heard you jamming in the one room the other day, and I said, wow, that's a cool song that you have. Sounds like you ripped off Helter Skelter, and you were like, Dad, that is Helter Skelter.
That's right. Yeah.
Play that. Show. All right, what about give me Pearl Jam. Alive. We are still alive. I love it. How about hit me with give me some Jimmy. Give me some Jimi Hendrix. Into it. I don't want you to stop, but we don't got much time. What about, I know, we go to a lot of concerts together, which is cool, because the first concert I ever went to, it was the summer of 85, and it was in Giant Stadium, the old Giant Stadium. My dad took me to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band for the Born in the USA tour. It was, it blew my mind, because he does 4.5 hours, the whole thing. I think one of the coolest ones we went to, we've been to so many, is, I don't know if you'd agree with this or not, we went to Washington, D.C. on 4th of July a couple years ago, and who was the main event there?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. They headlined it with LL Cool J and Joan Jett, and who else was it? Hart and
Gary Clark Jr.
Forget. There was a whole bunch.
Trombone Shorty.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. But Foo Fighters were insane. And let's we're going to take the show out in a minute. Why don't you give us a little bit of the Foo?
Thank you.
beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for doing that and bringing a little sunshine to the Get Up Army here. And we're, you know what, that's it. We're at the top of the hour, man. We are going to wrap this show up. And I just want to, as we're sending you off out into the week until the next Get Up Power Hour next Thursday, just want to remind you guys, connect with me on your social medias every night, 7 p.m., Facebook Live, Instagram Live. Hey, you got the Get Up SoundCloud podcast. Every morning, a brand new one drops. And, hey, check out MarkHayford.com. We got a boatload of mindset, personal growth for you guys. And again, I said it earlier at the top of the show, I just want to remind you that we can create our own prisons, and we also can create our own key to free ourselves from those prisons. You are much stronger than you realize. I want you to not be bored this month. I want you to grow. I want you to change. I want you to re-energize. I want you to regroup. I want you to get strong. Keep your head up. Keep your faith. And just know that better days are coming, and we are going to be lighting up the darkness. Keep failing forward, friends. I love you guys. I want you to win, and I am always in your corner. The Get Up Power Hour, I'm Mark Hayford.